To Vampire Campfire, the new podcast about vampires, not campfires. I'm joined by my co-host, Caitlin. Do you want to say hello, Caitlin?
Hello, yes, hello, Caitlin. No, sorry. I didn't mean that.
That's a joke that's never been done before.
I know. What a hilarious joke that I just made.
Already people will have turned this off and will stop listening.
No, I think people will be like, she is hilarious. Let me listen to more of that.
It's like when people drive past a car crash and they want to look to see if there's blood and wreckage. That's what this is.
Well, shall we just say that
this is like a podcast car crash.
This is my first podcast. So
ever.
Ever. Oof. Ever. This is, wow. Like, how exciting is that? You're getting to be my first person that I podcast with.
I feel quite privileged.
You should do. And we're talking about something that we both love.
We do. We both love vampires. That's why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. That is why we're doing this. I mean, you did say... Sorry.
No, you go. Sorry.
We are... You said to me, Caitlin, let's do a podcast. We were like talking about it for a while. And then the problem was I couldn't think of anything that I liked, wasn't it? I mean,
yes.
I don't have many interests or hobbies.
No,
so
your only interest is watching the film The Tall Girl on Netflix again and again.
I do love
And I don't know if you could spin a whole series of podcasts about that.
I think we could make it like a little extension though. We could talk about it at some point.
Possibly. Probably not today, but we could possibly go into the... I haven't seen The Tall Girl yet, so I would be speaking from complete ignorance.
Well, you would need to watch it before we did that. Because I think you would love it. I do.
Probably.
Yes. Anyway, back to vampires.
Yes, back to vampires. So you love vampires.
I do love vampires.
Why do you love vampires?
I love vampires because, well, I love Edward Cullen. That's
right.
Why I love vampires. I love Edward Cullen. I feel like he was my first ever celebrity crush.
Okay.
You know,
like, now, see, when you say that, do you mean Robert Pattinson or just Edward Cullen,
no,
the character?
No. I don't fancy Robert Pattinson at all.
Right.
I'd like his humour. I think he's a funny person. He's quite he's quite quirky.
He's weird.
He's a bit weird. But I don't fancy him. I fancy Edward Cullen. I fancy his pale skin, his, hazel eyes. What, is it hazel eyes?
I think
Topaz eyes. I fancy him. His beautiful hair.
Right. And the sparkliness, you like that too.
And the sparkliness, I like that. I mean, who was your first ever big celebrity crush?
Mine's embarrassing.
More embarrassing than a fictional vampire. Okay.
When I was in primary one,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you really get crushes when you're in primary one. My first crush in primary one was the Disney cartoon version of Alice in Wonderland. When I was a wee boy, I used to imagine that I could go into Wonderland with her and I would be able to like lead her out and she would fancy me and want to be my girlfriend.
That is a little bit embarrassing.
Which is an odd one, isn't it? I mean, most people, their celebrity crush, it's like Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston.
Mm.
Mine was Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Alice from Alice in Wonderland. I'm glad you were five when you fancied her because she is meant to be a child.
She is.
So,
yes, if she was my crush now, that would be slightly weird.
That would be a little bit problematic.
Yeah, I moved from Alice in Wonderland to Alice Cullen, the owner of the greatest hair in film history.
She does have the greatest hair. Greatest wig.
Well, she does. I mean, if you think great hair should look like a thatched cottage roof, then yes, she has great hair.
She's great, beautiful hair. It's amazing. It does get better. It does get better.
It does get better through the film series. But my obsession with vampires started when I was in primary school. The first book, first proper book I read was Dracula.
Really?
And I remember when I was in primary three, my teacher wrote on my report card that I had it was like an unnatural obsession with all things supernatural. I used to bring in books about vampires. I mean, it was ghosts and werewolves as well, but it was mainly vampires that I was obsessed with. I used to go to school with a vampire hunting kit in my bag every day.
That's amazing.
Now, you obviously were, you kind of like fancied vampires. I was more, I wanted to be Van Helsing. I wanted to be the vampire hunter. Oh. I had a little paper bag that used to, you know, the wee bags you used to get sweetie mixes in?
Yes.
I had a kind of big paper bag like that, and inside it I had not many items, but you know, for a 7 year old it wasn't bad. I had some crucifixes made out of Lego. And they were obviously like different colours. So you'd have like a blue and yellow crucifix and a green and red crucifix.
Well,
so I usually had two or three Lego crucifixes. I had some sticks that I'd tried to sharpen into wooden stakes. I had a mallet. And when I say mallet, I had a Fisher Price. It was like, I used to have this wee Fisher Price doctor kit, and you got a wee hammer to test people's reflexes. And like when you used it, it made a wee squeaky noise. So I had that.
That would really protect you against vampires. I do think so.
And I also had a little tub of garlic powder that I stole out of my gran's kitchen when I was a child.
So was your obsession more that you would want to hunt vampires then rather than be a vampire?
Or... Well, yeah, at the time, yes. Mm-hmm. I think when I was a child, I liked the idea of hunting vampires and being a force for good. I actually used to do, like when I was in primary school, I used to walk down to the secondary school where my parents both worked to get a lift home. And there was this kind of like derelict house next to the school. And I convinced myself there was like a swarm of vampires living in this house. And what I used to do every day that I walked home from school by myself, I used to do like, because there was a kind of, there was a gap in time between when my school finished and when the secondary school finished. So I had sort of 10 minutes to fart about. And what I used to do was, I used to sort of patrol outside this house with my vampire hunting kit out of my bag, just looking for vampires over the bushes and stuff like that. I mean, I never saw anything because it was an empty house.
Did you not get any? Oh.
No, what I used to do as well, which is particularly tragic, is I used to make music with my mouth to make it more dramatic and scary. And I can remember the music because it was actually, I'd seen this Dracula film called The Scars of Dracula with Christopher Lee as Count Dracula, who's one of the most classic actors to play Count Dracula. And in this film, Scars of Dracula, every time the vampire bats appeared, this music would come on. It would go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So I was standing there in my primary school blazer at this abandoned house with my bag of Lego crucifixes, looking into the house going do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- looking boy making music and looking for imaginary vampires.
Well, I take it you didn't have many friends back then.
I didn't have any friends then.
Vampires were your friends.
Vampires were my friends.
You were trying to find the vampires to make them your friends.
Yes. And I think what happened in growing up was when I started to get older, it became more about being a vampire, because that's the thing that attracts, I think, everyone. To certainly when you're older, the idea of being a vampire is that you never grow old and you never die. Now, when you're 7, you maybe don't think about that, because see, when you're 7, all you want to do is grow up and be able to do grown-up things. But then once you hit, you know, 16, 17, you kind of want to put the brakes on a wee bit and slow things down. Certainly at my stage of life, now that I'm an adult, I would quite happily become a vampire and not age again. And that's, I can see the appeal of that. But I don't know, when I was a child, it was more about killing them than being one. What about you and your vampire obsession? Were you like this as a child, into vampires?
No, so my first obsession was watching Twilight. So I hadn't read the Twilight novels before watching the first film. And you know me quite well, I don't love scary things.
No, you really don't like scary things.
I hate scary things. Anything scares me. Like, I can't even watch... what's that show with the little kids on their bikes and Stranger Things? I can't even watch Stranger Things. I think it's terrifying. So me and my friend decided when we must have been 10 to watch Twilight, because everyone was talking about it. It was a really big deal in Primary 7 or Primary 6. So we were in my bed and we're like, right, okay, we'll give it a shot. We'll see how Twilight goes. If it's too scary, we'll turn it off. Because obviously it was a film about vampires, so we were a little bit nervous. So we put it on and it was absolutely fine. And then we saw Edward and all my dreams came true. But then the point where I got terrified, now looking back, it's very funny. I got terrified where he was when they were in the woods and he was going to show her what he looked like in the sunlight. So I'd never seen it before. I'd never read it before. I had no idea what he looked like in the sunlight. I was picturing like this big monster. He was going to hunt her down. He was going to kill her. Even though there's 3 more books, but you know, in my head, I was a bit paranoid. So me and my friend were both hiding under the covers. Bear in mind, 11 is quite old. Like, it's quite old to watch Twilight. It is a 12, so we're very nervous. And then I was like, right, okay, I'll be brave and look up to see what he looks like. So, deep breath, looked up, and it was just sparkling. I know, I think I was quite disappointed because I wanted it to be a little bit scary. A little bit. But...
You see, that's the thing. That's the difference is I like scary stuff.
You do like scary stuff.
In a way that you don't. You know, I'm obsessed with Stephen King.
You are.
So, I mean, I may insist that you read Salem's Lot at some point because that is considered one of the classic vampire novels.
Yeah. I mean, I've never read a scary book. So, in my head, I don't see how a book can be scary because you can just put it down.
I mean, it can.
But, yeah, I do. I think I will be terrified. But I think it's good to watch.
So, the idea of doing this podcast is that we can just chat about vampires.
Yeah.
And each time we do this, we'll maybe pick a particular film or book or TV series or aspect of vampirism that we want to talk about. And I think it'll be interesting because we obviously come at it from slightly different angles of you wanting to be a vampire and me obviously in my infancy wanting to kill vampires.
Yes.
And then wanting to become a vampire as I got older because I didn't want to be old.
Yeah. I think that'll be interesting. And I think it'll be interesting to always bring it back to Twilight, of course.
For you, I
have to. Yeah, we need to. But I think it'll be a fun podcast and hopefully it won't bore you to death.
No.
Or undeath. Yes. I like that.
See what I did
like
there? Well, some good vampire punning there.
We'll have a lot of vampire puns, I think.
I think, there's a lot of
stuff. But I think this podcast will be fantastic. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's a bloody good joke. Right, enough. I think that'll do. We just wanted to do a brief hello and introduction
and I think
today.
The more it goes on, we'll share embarrassing stories about us being vampires and pretend to be vampires. Well,
yes, I mean, you and I are both the type of people that like to share embarrassing stories about
ourselves. I've got quite a few, but we'll tease it. We'll tease it out.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do them all at once.
Of course not. We want people to listen.
No, but you've just had a little taster of me being a crap vampire hunter and you hiding under the covers, frightened of Edward Cullen's sparkly body.
I would not hide under the covers now. If it isn't for me.
No. No, you would. I don't know what you would do. Just stare with your mouth open and saliva drilling out the corner of your mouth, probably. Going, sparkles, like Homer Simpson. For some reason, you became Homer Simpson
actually
there.
Funny, sorry, quickly. One of my celebrity crushes was Homer Simpson.
That's a
really weird
one.
I really fancied him at some point in my life.
Because I look back at Alice in Wonderland and I can see why as a kid. Yeah. But Homer Simpson.
A bit weird. It is a bit weird.
They're like fat, pot belly, bald guys.
That describes my dad, so I really hope not. let's leave it at that.
Because then that could take the podcast in a whole
different
direction that I don't think we want
you
to be doing.
You could be a paedophile.
I think we'll stick to vampires.
Father issues. Let's just stick to vampires.
That's it. Let's just stick to being vampire fans.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thank you for listening. We'll be back again soon, maybe a bit longer next time, and Caitlin will be a little bit less nervous, so she'll be a wee bit more confident in telling us all our stories. Well, you don't sound nervous.
I was a little bit nervous.
You sound filled with confidence. I mean, you said you got up at 7 o'clock this morning to start drinking, so you could do this.
To start drinking. I didn't, but I might do it the next time because then I think more stories will come out. But then people might just turn it off if I start. going on.
Yeah. People might be quite prudish and be like, I don't like this. This isn't that podcast where the girl gets drunk and basically just talks about High School Musical all the time.
I hate High School Musical and I love Twilight. That's all I would talk about. Which is a kind of...
It's an unusual position to be in, but that's good. Anyway, thank you for listening, people. We will see you again. We'll hear you again. Well, we won't hear them. No, unless you've got some special power where you can hear people that are listening
like
to us.
Like Edward Cullen.
They will hear us. You are like Edward Cullen. You can hear people's conversations in your head. And I'm like Alice. I can predict the future. And I predict that my hair will be less shit next time I appear in the
film.
Fingers crossed. Thank you for listening. We love you all for listening. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.